I'm David Brown, along with Chris Krauer, and we are here at Historic Farm Days. Chris, day number three, which is Saturday, is usually our biggest and best day, isn't it?
We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have our flag raising at 9 o'clock, and we've already got people coming in the front gate. I went out there and took some papers out there, and they're just coming in like crazy. So we're going to really, really, really encourage everybody to get out here, especially if you've never been out to I&I Historic Farm Days.
The tractor pull was great last night.
Yes, it was. It was really nice. A good crowd last night. We've got several things going on today. And people that have been here before, you know it's just going to be a little different. There's going to be a few more little things. Oliver is really, really a neat brand of tractor. And we're featuring, of course, Oliver and White and the Cockshut and David Bradley. So there's some really neat David Bradley pieces. They're small garden equipment. You just can't believe how far away people come to bring things for us to look at. These guys up in the campsite, they're right beside me, they come from Pennsylvania and just bring a whole trailer load of the neatest stuff. You know, you might see those things in a picture in a book or a farm magazine. You can come here and look at them and touch them. It's
Absolutely.
Just really neat.
Yeah, you mentioned Pennsylvania, and I talked to a guy yesterday from Georgia. I mean,
yeah.
we pull them in from all over the country for this show.
Yes, Kentucky. We have a lot of people. Actually, they're friends of ours because they come up from Kentucky every year, and they come and find us. Yeah.
And then we have a good selection of Cockshut tractors.
Yes, yes. And don't forget, the non-featured tractors are all right south of the club hall here, and we still have people that love green, love red, love Massey Harris. You know, they're all there down south of the club hall, the non-featured tractor area.
Now, in about a half hour, we're going to have our official flag-raising ceremony.
Yes, yes. And we're just going right at it. We're going to give you the schedule of today. We're going to have tractor games in front of the the grandstand down where the tractor pulling track, and we have a lot of fun doing that. And we like people to come in there, sit in the bleachers, you come to the show and cool off.
Yep.
And it's just really a lot of fun watching that tractor games at 10 o'clock.
And Russell does some fun stuff with it. I mean, he really does.
Yes. Now, again, today, right at 11 o'clock, we're kind of having fun, too. In the cafeteria, we're going to have kids' bingo. Now, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen a kids' bingo before, but they got them set up for the go at 11 o'clock this morning. And then we just skip right through. You can eat anywhere here on the grounds. There's food just everywhere. So then we get through the lunch hour, and we have our 1 o'clock parade coming up. And you know what? That's going to be probably one of the biggest ones that we have.
It usually is. Saturday's usually biggest.
And then we go right into the 2:30 afternoon. We're going to have the kids, we call it kiddie tractor pull.
Yep.
Kids are going to be in the pavilion. They're going to be doing the little pedal pulls. And then we all look forward to, it was a great night last night, but guess what? The big guys are going to come in tonight at 5 o'clock. We're going to have our IPA sanctioned tractor pull in front of the grandstands. So we're really, really got a lot of things going on. That's not even to mention, like you said, we're going to plow. The wheat has been cut, but we're going out in the south field, and we'll have plowing demonstrations. Well, actually, Roger told me they're going to start at 10 o'clock this morning. And we've just got a really good group. I want to just kind of give them a plug. The sawmill guys are doing a really good job.
Oh, they are. They're
it's
awesome.
It's just really neat to watch them saw. And then the Jensen steam engine powers that. And, yes, we got threshing again. We got barrel train. That's the I&I train. Those kids can get in that little train and ride around, and you have nothing but smiles.
Yeah, it is. You know, he did a great job with that, and he takes them pretty much all over the grounds.
Yes, that's right. And the Chicago pneumatic engine, it's stationary. We're going to start it up a couple times today. I talked about field demonstrations, and just come back and go in the museum, go in the grade school and see the ladies and people. We've set so many historic things, the museum, and items change every year. So that's kind of what we're looking at there.
We haven't mentioned corn shelling. That'll be going on today as well.
and the Trading Post. You know, people may come out here just to look for things for sale. Down up on the what we call the down by the Mary Miller Bridge. It's down on what we call Oliver Drive, and the Trading Post has got quite a few things for sale. So we're going to ask you to come out and look at those.
So when they come into the grounds, they get this special program that'll tell them all the activities and show ground map.
That's right. And you know what's really neat? When we get close to 1 o'clock, the dotted lines will show the route of the parade on the map.
That's
so they
cool.
can kind of set, if you don't want to go down to the grandstand, you set in your golf cart or whatever along the parade route. And that's showing right there on the map, starting at the grandstand.
And that starts up, we'll have the national anthem there, and then we'll do a Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Yep, and then it's off to the races.
And we talked about all these things we've got going on. The one-room school, the log cabin, the church. We've got a lot of things here for everyone in the family. But we're going to kind of give you a report later on the potato digging, because we haven't been down there yet to see how many they dug. And I think we still got a few more rows of potatoes to dig today.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have you walk over there with the microphone, talk to Gene, ask him how parking and stuff's been going out there.
I will
so
do that.
Chris is going to go over there. And so, Gene, you're going to get to tell us how the parking's going out there in your area. So,
okay. So, we just want you to tell us how you think things are going out there at the front gate.
Everything's going very well. A lot of people are bringing their own wheels here, so the truck and tractor parking, or truck and trailer parking, is the biggest thing out there. But we got plenty of help at the gate. Just come and walk in, and we'll be glad to help you out. Got maps of the ground, and if you got any questions, most of our people can answer.
And you got people guiding them in where to park out there.
Yes, there's people out there telling you which way to go, so just follow the instructions and have a good day.
And we want to remind them, Chris, not that some in the years past tried to come in the South Gate. That is closed.
That is closed. The South Gate is closed. And we're doing a lot of this for safety reasons. We just got so many things going. We got tractors and golf carts and things moving around. And, you know, for years, we just try to ask you to maintain 5 mile an hour speed limit. So that's where we're at. So,
well, we appreciate it. You need more help out there today?
The South Gate is by the former Methodist Church, for some of you that don't know where the South Gate is. So need to come in what we call the North Gate, where the traffic signs send you.
Sounds good. Yeah, again, we have that for emergency vehicles only.
Right. Very good.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. Come on over here, sir. We're going to have another one of our special guests joining us here today. Dave Gentry, how are you, sir?
We're good. Glad to
be
here.
Good to see you, sir.
Going on?
Well, I hear you hung up the headphones a couple of months ago at WDWS.
That's what they tell me, but you know how it is.
Well, you can't get it out of your blood.
You can't do it. So.
And you know, I know this organization means so much to you because you've got your own tractor.
Yeah. I just keep accumulating. I don't know why. But
you got the bug, man.
Yeah,
the tractor bug.
I guess so. I got a couple of little old Japanese Iseka tractors, and I had a bunch of people stop by asking about those, and I said, yeah, that's something. There was a guy in Villa Grove who used to order those things, and the parts would come in a 55-gallon drum.
This is
what I've been told. And he would put them together.
The guy
I met from Tolono that had a couple of them, and he bought them off him. So.
So what are you doing for more of your free time now?
What free time would that be?
you're so somewhat retired, right?
Somewhat. My dad used to give me this big line of bull about, I don't know how I got it all done back when I was working, because I'm busier now than I ever have been.
Is that your case too?
Well, yeah, I always thought it was BS when Dad said it, but I kind of see it.
Now do you have a honey-do list more now since I figured that might have grown a little bit.
There's benefits and there's less than benefits. You just got to go with it that way.
Probably don't miss getting up early, though, huh?
No, I still get up
early. Do you still? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can't get away.
It's old habit. It's an old habit.
I guess so.
Well, I know several people greeted yesterday that miss hearing you on the radio.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to see everybody and talk with them.
How many years were you on the air there?
I was 27 years at DWS.
Wow.
It was, you know, long time.
Absolutely.
A lot of bad habits to develop.
No, I don't think so.
Maintain.
You were pretty darn smooth on the air there, bud.
Yeah, it did. It did come off well, and that's what counts.
Well, and you had a good team working around, Brian and them, and that makes a big difference,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Had a good team of people there, and they still do. So.
Yeah. Well, I know they miss you because I've heard them talking about you.
Oh yeah, I hear things once in a while, and I just keep my head down and move on. So.
Well, I appreciate your friendship all these years too, Dave.
Yeah,
we've always been good friends, stay in touch here and working together in the I&I Club.
We sure have. You've always maintained a strong presence here, and you still do. And I think that's something to.
Well, it's one of those things we're talking about, getting it in your blood. Yeah, once you get, you know, tied in with this, and I grew up with a lot of it, it's, you don't get rid of it. I mean, it is in your blood. You want to do it.
It is, and it's. It's fun to see you operate all this stuff and the new equipment that you come up with, too. It's just amazing to see.
Well, I mean, it's to me, I got to be constantly learning because everything is changing from the old days of using a Marty, you know, and art.
Yeah.
And now it's digital. And
I used to think we were at the edge of the earth out here when I'd use the Marty from DWS because it was right on the edge of our signal. So.
So what's been the highlight for you of the show so far?
Well, I just like seeing everybody get here and what they had from 1 year to the next. And, of course, everybody's got their own specialties as to what kind of tractor they prefer. And there's so many other things, too, the combines and things like that that people bring in. So it's always, this is kind of an interesting year because when you get into some of the, I don't want to say lesser brands, but not as big as the red and the green.
Well, we've had a good selection in the feature building. A lot of Oliver's over there and some cockshut tractors over in that area. And so I think the turnout's been good there and the other makes and models, too.
It is. And I've heard a lot of people talking lately, too, about audience questions and things like that. You know, we just keep getting farther and farther away from the farm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that come to see this, used to be they had 1 foot still on the farm or whatever, and it's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people come out here and they've got a lot of questions about things because they've never seen it before.
Yeah, that's true. And younger people, that's who you want. You want them out here because they get to see what farming was like 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
It's fun to see a lot of guys running around here with their grandkids.
Absolutely.
The grandkids are the future of this thing. So.
Yeah, and you talk to the old timers and say, now, you know, I could overhaul that John Deere over there, you know, and now today I can't touch it because it's all computerized.
Yeah, that's right. These guys talk. I was just talking with somebody about this a while ago. We were talking about computer effects and things like that. You see two guys pulled over in a field now. They're looking at the computer and looking at ways to program it. It's nothing mechanical wrong anymore. So.
Well, you know the guys that are operating it, and let's say it's someone is used to the mechanical stuff over the years, they're at the mercy of that tech to get there.
They are.
And you're in the middle of harvest, it goes down that computer, it might be a half a day before you can get there.
That's exactly right.
And I know that causes some frustration for a lot of them.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. But
I think of Russell. Yeah, Russell and I were talking about that one time. He said, I couldn't wait all day to get something fixed.
No.
I tell the story one time I got in Russell and he was farming, this has been several years ago, I think his combine was like a 1991 or 92, and we're going down the field and talking about different things. And I said, where's your GPS, Russell? And he grabbed the steering wheel, right here, Dave. That's a typical Russell answer, isn't it?
That's true. Well, it's like Chris was telling a story there at breakfast this morning about he had an old truck driver was working for him part-time, and he said he kept touching the steering wheel in the tractor, and that's what was shutting everything down.
Yeah, you can't move this. Once you push that little button to have it drive itself, you can't touch the steering wheel. And when you have a retired truck driver, and sometimes it's hard to tell them anything to start with.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the world we live in right now. You know what I mean? And we are really wanted to tell the story of agriculture, but show the people how we got here. That's kind of what we're doing. Well, yeah. And there's so much the change that I've farmed for 55 years, and you just can't believe the change that we've all seen in that time.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, it's $10 to get in.
Yes. And then 20 for the two-day pass. But basically, we're just right here at Penfield, right? You come up from Ogden, from I-74, you come up that exit and come right up to Penfield from the south, or you'll come off of 57, come through Rantoul, Gifford, come across on 136, and we're anxious for you to get here because this is right now is a beautiful morning to get started.
And if you need a golf cart, they've got plenty of those to rent. That's a great way to get around, isn't it, Dave?
You have to have one, too.
You can't see it all. I mean, there's 120 acres here.
Some will walk around a little bit, but they look pretty tired after a while.
Yeah, there's 120 acres here, and that golf cart comes in handy.
It sure does.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Dave Gentry joining us from WDWS, retired. Glad to have you with us. Thanks.
Thank you.
Come on out, folks. We'll be back with our Sports Connection show coming to you live here starting at 9:05 this morning. Chad Baker will have that. Park it here on the official voice for Historic Farm Days, WITY.